This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Bruchim Abam, welcome everyone. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua, Simen Kuf Nun Tes, Sif Tesvav. Yesterday we read the Mechaber, Sif Tesvav, rainwater that's flowing. Some say, and they're 40 sa. Now, rainwater usually requires 40 sa. In Sif Yudalid, we saw that if you toivel your hands in a mayan, even if you don't have 40 sa, as long as your hands are covered, it's good enough. If you toivel them in a mikvah, some say also doesn't need 40 sa. Some say it does need 40 sa. By a mikvah, it's machlokes, even though normally a mikvah needs 40 sa, but maybe by netil yadayim he kilu. Then we spoke about rainwater that's flowing and you have 40 sa. So now, why does the Mechaber say it has 40 sa? Just in case, because we mentioned there's an opinion in Sif Yodalid that you're required to have 40 sa in a mikvah for netil yadayim. So we don't want to have to also navigate that issue. So the Mechaber says, even if you have 40 sa, the issue here is, in Sif Tesvav, is that normally for rainwater, the water must be stationary, not moving. And in this case, you have rainwater that's moving, even if you have 40 sa. Yeshul histapek im toivel bahem yadav. Mishnah Berurah and Peivav said, because rainwater is not metaher bezoichlin, only bimich. Bemechunasin, or the lashon of the Gemara is be'ashboiren. V'yesh bahem, ratzolaymer afilu b'yesh bahem arba'am sa. Even if it has 40 sa, yesh lehistapik imahani letfilas yadayim. We're mesupik if it helps for tevilas yadayim. V'haynu afilu lehamakilin le'el le'inyan mikvah b'she'ein arba'am sa. Even according to the lenient opinion earlier, by mikvah when there isn't 40 sa, efshir dehacha garatvei. It could be here it's worse. Why? The hasam al kapanim in atayra loy ba'inan litfilas kelim arba'am sa. Because there, at least midai raisa, you don't need for tvilas kelim 40 sa. There, al kapanim midai raisa, you don't need 40 sa. Meaning, even according to lenient opinion earlier regarding mikvah, if you don't have 40 sa, here, and you could be lenient, here, where it's moving, it's a problem. Why? In other words, what the Mishnah Berurah is troubled by is that why is it that when it comes to Hilchos Mikvah, you need 40 sa, and yet we're willing to drop the 40 sa requirement for Netilas Yadayim. So why don't we say the same thing regarding the requirement of Zoichlen? Normally, you can't have water that's on the move, that's zoichlin. Why don't we just drop that requirement for a netil sidayim? And the answer is, at least over there, tevilas kelim does not need 40 sa. The requirement of 40 sa for tevilas kelim is only midrabanan. So therefore, by netil sidayim, we'll drop it. But the requirement of water moving, the requirement that water cannot move, is a biblical problem. According to the opinion that you must have 40 sa for tevilas yadayim, of course you can't have moving water. If you even need 40 sa, which is rabbinic requirement, certainly you can't. You're going to need stationary water, which is usually a d'oraisa requirement. That's why the Mechaber goes out of his way to say, even if you have 40 sa. So, even if you have 40 sa, so you're meeting that Rabbanan requirement, but maybe this would not be good because the water is moving. Yesh l'stapik v'alkein yachsar v'yitbo b'lai bracha. Therefore, you go again and you wash your hands, your toivah without a bracha. The Gra paskins that according to everyone, moving water will not help at all. Siv Tezayin. Arboim sa mayim sheuvim shebakarka. 40 sa of drawn water in the ground. Could you be toivel your hands? Could you use mayim sheuvim bekarka for tevilas yadayim? Laha Rambam ein matbilen bohemas yadayim. According to the Rambam, you cannot toivel your hands. Olaha Ravid matbilen. According to the Ravid, you could toivel your hands. Ushuva shim shichua kula mayim sheuvim. That was drawn. You let the water flow. Gam laharamim matbilim hem hayadam. Even according to the Rambam, you could be toivel your hands. Says the Mishnah Brura shabakarka. The mayim shuvim in the ground. Avo bekli hamichuberes lekarka. But if it's in a kli that's attached to the ground, ein but tefila lekuleyame will not help according to everyone. The ein toivelim bekelim. Because you cannot do tevilas yadayim in kelim va'ayin la'el sevches. Ein matbilin according to the Rambam. Deba'inan mayim hakasherim letvilas haguf. According to the Rambam, you need water that's kosher for immersion of the body. Vitam harayvid hu mishum dematsinu le'inyin tvilas bale kroyin ledivrei toira shet tvilasan midrabanan. The opinion of the Ravid is, because we find regarding a balkeri for divrei toira, a balkeri's the halacha is midaraisa balkeri is allowed to learn toira. Most people are not makbid on Tevilas Ezra. Most people are considered in the status of Balkari, unless somebody specifically goes to the mikvah on a regular basis. And we learn Torah. Why? Because the din that a Balkari is toivo for Torah is midrabanan. And for this Tevila, mutter b'sheuvin b'shebakarka. That's why, you know, in these hotels where Hasidim go, they don't have a mikvah. They go to the swimming pool. What in the world are they doing in the swimming pool? They're being toivel. For what? For Tomas Keri. How does that work? Because the requirement of Tomas of Tvila for Keri, which it's not even Durabanan because it's Roiv Tzibur Eino Michoilam Lamoid Bay, but those who do it are relying on the fact that for Tevila Durabanon you could be Toivel with Mayim Shuvim. Even...
Keli?
What?
Not an issue of a Keli in a pool?
A pool is not a Kli, no.
It's not a Chubel Karka, it's Karka itself?
I don't know if it's Karka itself, but it's also not a Kli. Why is it not a Kli? There are holes? I'm not sure. It's not a Kli. So it's mutter b'shuvim b'karka, kila'el b'sim pechas b'beis yosef. So the Rambam says like this. The Rambam says that even though shuvim b'karka works for Tomas Keri, but it doesn't work for any other tevilas haguf. It wouldn't work for a woman, where the tevil is d'oraisa. It wouldn't work for a man if a man was a Zav. So the Rambam says it doesn't work for Netilas Yadayim. The Ravid says if it works for Tvilas Ezra, it works for Netilas Yadayim. Shehim Shichu Akula, but if you let it flow, right? So I'm going to Afim Hoysa Kula Shuvin, even if it's all Shuvin, Rak Shehim Shechasamayim, Derech HaKarkil, Makamacher, Kosher Bezev, Echana Besif Zayin. Yud Zayin, lo yito mehanor mayim biyadoi achas vitin al yadoi hashenis lufi she'en kan loy netila v'loy tefila. So you want to do like this. You want to wash from the river in one hand and stick your hand in with the other hand. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. It's not clear what it means. Lo yitoil mehanar mayim biyadoi achas v'yiten al yadoi shenis. So basically, you want to stick your one hand in. You're going to scoop out water. That hand will become tahar through tevila, and the other hand will be tahar through netila. Why? You don't have netila. You don't have tvila. Loi netila. De netila mikli ba'inan. V'hacha loi natal klal mehakli. Okay, different than what I said. What you're doing in Sif Yud Zayin is you're scooping water out of the river with one hand, and from the water in your hand, you're pouring it on the other hand. So what do you not have? You don't have netila, and you don't have tevila. Why don't you have tevila? At least you have tevila on one hand. Yeah, but on the other hand, you don't have netila, because you didn't use a kli, and you don't have tevila, because you didn't stick your hand in. So it's not effective. Sif Yud Ches, Yodoy. Okay, so that's Yud Zayin. Yud Zayin, the issue is, you don't have either process, because you're pouring water on hand two from water you scooped out with hand one, but a hand is not a kli. A hand is like a plastic cup. It's not a kli, you know? It doesn't do anything. So it's not going to be effective. Sif Yud Ches, Yodoy Achas Benetila V'Yodoy Achas B'Tfila Yodav Tahayrois. Let's say you want to do Netila on one hand and Tevila on another hand. It works. Says Mishnah Berurah Benetila. Perishanot Al Yodoy Achas Mekli Kedin. You washed one hand properly from a kli. V'Ashniya Tava Banar B'Mikvah. On the other hand, you were Tovel in a river or a mikvah. What bracha do you make? You're utilizing two processes. The Rambam is going to say later that if you're toivel your hands, you say al tevilas yadayim. Here you say al netilas yadayim. Af ledas ramalek. Come on, kiven shiyaday achas hoisa benetila. The Machzas Hashekel, quoted by the Dirshu, says according to all opinions, the bracha al netilas yadayim is better. Because we're commanded on netila, not on tevila. The Ramah just holds that where you're toivel your hands, you can't say netila, because it's nira kedoiver shkarim. So even though fundamentally the bracha should be netilas yadayim, and if you would say that bracha, maybe it would even work, it's not appropriate to say that bracha because it's not accurate, but not that it's not effective. But at least if you're noitel one hand, then it's not doiver shkarim, you're not lying. You could say al netilas yadayim. Yud tes, hamatvil yadav ein sarach shtei pa'amim. If you do tevilas yadayim, you stick your hands in a river or a mikvah, by the way, I just want to point out so that, you know, it's clear. If you're on a trip somewhere and there's a river, don't say, "Oh, I don't have a cup, but I could be toivel my hands." No, you can't. That's if tezayin. Because if it's a river and the water is moving, then it's a machlokes rishonim. It is a machlokes rishonim. And you would have to wash again, beloy bracha. Just pointing out, don't walk away from what we're learning thinking, oh, there's tefilas yadayim, so I'll be toivel in a river. You can't be toivel in a river. It's mayim zoichalin, it's moving water. You could be toivel in a mayan. If you know that it's pouring, it has its own underground source from which the water comes from, and you know it has a status of mayan, you could do tevilas yadayim. But a regular river, you cannot do tevilas yadayim. If you're stuck, you could do it, but it's a suffix whether it's effective. You're better off being toivel if it's a stationary body of water. If it's a water that's just sitting there, still water that's not moving, you could do tevilas yadayim. If you do tevilas yadayim, Hamatvil yadav ein sarach shtei pa'amim. You don't have to do it twice. V'loy nigav, you don't have to dry them. V'loy lagbia yadav, you don't have to raise your hands. So here we see again the concept of hagba'as yadayim, of raising your hand, which is not required by a mikvah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "In tzarich shtei pa'amim d'chaleilu hatzricha mishum d'nitmu hamayim kishbal yadav." All these requirements are needed because your hands became tamei when the water came onto your hand. Kamavar b'simin kuf nun ches, or we'll see in kuf samach beis. Avol b'tfila loy shayach ze v'loy nigav ayin le'el b'soyv simin kuf nun ches b'mishnah Berurah. Now, what's the reason you need niguv? The Mishnah Berurah quoted the Beis Yosef, in order to remove the mayim tmeim. Therefore, by tevila, you don't need niguv. And even according to the Marshal, that the reason for niguv is because of hygiene. Since tevilas yadayim is like tara dairaisa, and for tevilas haguf, you don't need niguv. Even for tevilas yadayim, you don't need niguv. However, the Magen Avraham said that somebody who is a germaphobe, then it's mios for him, he would have to dry his hands even for tvila. Fine, one more. Hamatvil yad of sifchaf, enoy mevarach al tvilas yadayim, ela al natilas yadayim. One whose toivil is hands does not say al tvilas yadayim, but rather al natilas yadayim. This is the opinion of the Rajba and Rabbeinu Yaina. However, comes Ramav Yeshayim the Mevarchin al Tvilas Yadayim Oy al Shatifas Yadayim V'chein Iker, says the Torah and the Mordechai, says Mishnah Berurah Ina Mevarch Shehichon Tzivanu al Tvila. How could you say Asher Kedushan b'Mitzvoisav V'Tzivanu? What do you mean V'Tzivanu? We were never commanded on Tvila. Av al Natila Nitzavino V'Yesh B'Chlam Asayim Mane. Saying Natila incorporates Tvila because of the obligation of Natila. That's why I am in this situation immersing. The Rashal, the Bach, Shear, Knezagda, the Magen Avraham, the El Yaraba, the Derech HaChayim are maskim, not like the Rama. Lavarich al Natilas Yadayim. V'rakim ha'mayim psulim l'natila. V'rak l'tfila. It's only if the water is pasul for natila. And it's only kosher for tefila. Kilakamon mesim l'kov samach. Then you're samich on the Rama and you're mevarich al tefilas yadayim. Chazonish says you always say al natilas yadayim, but that's not the conclusion of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah's conclusion is you always say al natilas yadayim unless the water is pasul for natila. What would a person do if they're toivel yadav in the Mediterranean Sea? The Prima Gadim says you're mevarich al natilas yadayim. Why? Because mei yam is roi l'shtia. Not sure what the therefore of that is. Okay, bottom line is we have a machlokes mechaber Rama. Whether when you immerse your hands, do you say netila or tvila? The mechaber says netila. The achroinim are machriya like the mechaber. The Rama says al tvila. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if the water is pasul l'netila, then you say al Tevila.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.